The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Uncertainty is the word of the day, the week, or the year. Because of all this increased global uncertainty from the China-US trade wars, then you've got Brexit, you've got industry disruptions as well. Companies across the globe and in Asia-Pacific, they're starting to reassess their supply chains.
But perhaps this might be the perfect time for companies to take the opportunity to review their operations and global supply chains to how they can be optimized for cost efficiency and other competitive advantages.
Well, we have with us in the studio this morning Graham Conlon, the head of digital supply chain, SAP Asia Pacific Japan. Graham, good morning and thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you for the invitation and good morning.
Could you help us out by setting the scene? I mean, you've been looking at supply chains for quite some time now. How would you describe the current state of affairs? How would you describe the uncertainty that businesses are facing, especially if you compare it with previous years?
I think uncertainty is a challenge for any business, and in supply chains, it's particularly real. And I think you mentioned a couple of the key things with trade disputes, the Brexit situation that's been ongoing. And I think all of this is really just disruption to supply chains. And I think any disruption, whether it be technology or geopolitical, causes real challenges. And what I think at the moment we see is that there's more and more of this volatility in supply chains, mm-hmm. and organizations are really struggling to find ways of dealing with it. What we see is that the organizations that can cope best with this uncertainty, this volatility that is existing and in fact is increasing, is if they can find a mechanism to really drive visibility into their supply chains.
Okay.
And I think this is kind of where world-class practice is. It's really looking at how do we digitize supply chains? How do we build total visibility into supply chains? And through that, you build flexibility. And that flexibility allows organizations to really to react, sometimes even proactively, to take steps, predictive steps, so that they're in a position not to eradicate this volatility uncertainty,
sure.
but really to be in a position to maximize their efficiency and maximize the opportunity that some of this volatility creates.
Yeah, so Graham, in a moment, let's talk about how you do that positive stuff. But before we get there, let's just contextualize it a little bit. Can you give us some examples of the kind of issues that customers or clients face? What are their complaints? What are their concerns?
I mean, I think if you think about supply chain, even if you think about it from the early days, it's really about understanding demand, and it's really about understanding supply, how you meet that demand. And I think put yourself in a situation as a consumer, if you have a demand and it can't be serviced, you're going to go to an alternative. So I think they're the real challenges that consumers face. And I think for some organizations, that becomes a real challenge, hence the need to build this kind of flexibility and visibility into their practices. For some organizations, it becomes a real opportunity as well. Forgive me for being positive again, but you know, that's the really interesting part of this. If you think in some parts of the world today where you've got organizations that are promising 30-minute delivery times on consumer goods, I mean, this is a situation that only a few years ago we just couldn't even imagine. And these are in major built-up cities of the world. So I think organizations are using this approach, this real kind of transparency, visibility into supply chains to deliver a whole new set of practices, a whole new set of offerings, and really using it as a competitive advantage.
Yeah, positivity all the way. I love the positivity, Elliot.
If we were to look at the manufacturing hub of the world, how can businesses in Asia Pacific, and particularly if we were to draw it back to Singapore, how can they build this digital supply chain that we've been alluding to somewhat survive all these trade disputes and uncertainties that are going on? Or what steps would you suggest?
So I think it's a really good question. And we talk about digital transformations a lot. And I think many organizations today are looking at some of their core practices, some of their enterprise solutions, and really looking at establishing a true digital core. And what we see with organizations today is that they're then starting to build around this digitized core for their enterprise and really using that to establish a truly digital supply chain.
So we talk a lot about how digitalization is disruption. What you're saying basically is using a disruption to disrupt the current disruption of trade wars and uncertainty.
There are a lot of disruptions there, but but I'm sure I said something like that. But I think the disruption is real. The uncertainty is absolute. So many organizations right now, and particularly in this part of the world, are looking at some of their core enterprise solutions. They're really looking at establishing a digital footprint, a digital core for their business, and then using that to build in some of this flexibility.
In sort of simple terms, if you can, you know, because we have listeners who are from all sorts of different backgrounds, can you actually explain what a digital supply chain is?
So I think in simple terms, it's to get a true picture of all of the different components that make up that supply chain. So it could be individual products, it could be individual manufacturing lines, it could be suppliers, and increasingly it is actually demand, understanding demand. Mm. So if you have a digital representation, an accurate picture of all of these different components that any manufacturing industry business needs, then you can really start to balance the components that make up that supply chain. So a true digital picture, an accurate picture of demand, an accurate picture of the forecast, and that really then feeds through right the way through how you deal with suppliers, how you manage manufacturing, and increasingly how you also manage transportation and logistics practices right to the point of the consumer. All of that is predicated on the fact that you have a true digital picture. If you have that digital picture, then you can start, first of all, you can start understanding changes, but also you can start predicting changes and you can start intelligently managing that as a business.
We're speaking this morning with Graham Conlon, who is the head of digital supply chain, SAP Asia Pacific Japan. In that case, are suppliers and manufacturers, are they moving fast enough? Because it's all about creating this opportunity when we talk about Industry 4.0. It's all about redefining that customer experience. So are the guys providing it ready for the experience economy in that sense?
I mean, you mentioned Industry 4.0, and you know, I'm sure everybody knows that this is a concept that was kind of kicked off in Europe maybe in 2011. And in the early days of Industry 4.0, it really was, to a large extent, an academic discussion.
Sure.
Are we ready? What's the impact it's going to have on machines? What's the impact it's going to have on people? And that debate actually went on for quite some time. If you take an honest look and you look at where we are, certainly over the last kind of 2 years, then I think people have moved on from the academic. Okay. They've moved on from the conversation that says, are we truly ready? And they're now looking at how do we actually start adopting, how do we start doing real things with Industry 4.0 technologies. For me, Industry 4.0, digital supply chain, they're almost interchangeable.
If there's anything holding people back from really embracing, you know, this sort of transformation in Industry 4.0, what would you say it was? Is it mindset?
I mean, I think it was mindset to a certain extent. And I can tell you, going all the way back 5-6 years, virtually every organization in virtually every country I went to, and I operate all over the world, the expression that often got used was, we're Industry 2.0, we're not ready for Industry 4.0.
Okay.
And it was frightening that in a number of different countries, different industry sectors, you'd get that comment. So the mindset was, this is too big for us. What we see today is that organizations' mindset has moved on, for sure. If you look at the recent Hannover Messe event that took place in Singapore, The real thrust of that was not about, this is what Industry 4.0 is, this is what digital supply chain is. The thrust was, how do we adopt it? So I think the mindset has significantly changed, especially in this part of the world. And I think one of the things that's really important is, in the past, people looked at this as a massive big bang transformation. And they always came to the conclusion, we're not ready. What organizations do today is they have a vision for that big bang, but they look for very real business benefits, deliverables, stepping stones to that big bang. And these things have business cases. These things really can be justified in their own right, but are more powerful as part of a vision and a bigger roadmap.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Obviously, this wave of industrialization 4.0 very much is based on the infrastructure and the foundation of what you can work off. We're talking about it almost in every show now, 5G. Will 5G change the outlook for, you know, supply chain management, digital supply chain?
I think there's many different technology enablers, and I think the approach that I always try to take and the SAP company try to take is not to look at this purely from a technology perspective. I mean, that's what it is. These are enablers. There are real challenges and real opportunities, and the technology is an enabler that can help you deal with these uncertainties and this volatility. I think really 5G is one of those, but I think really the mindset around looking at this not from an academic, not from a technology perspective, but really looking at it from a business perspective is really fundamental. Looking at quick wins on a roadmap to a vision is really fundamental. And I think the broader picture around what does a digital transformation mean and how can it help is also really important, because in the early days of Industry 4.0, people talked about what does this mean for machines? How do we connect machine to machine?
Yeah.
And it was really about factories and automation. Whereas today, if you look at the digital supply chain and Industry 4.0 for that matter and the definitions of it, we're no longer talking about a factory-centric topic. We're talking about something that what we refer to as being designed to operate. So there are organizations that are actually looking at how do you design products in a digital context? How do you manufacture them? How do you deal with your suppliers? How do you move the goods around? And in fact, how do you operate the factories and the assets that actually you need to deliver? And I'll just say one thing, and the reason why this is so important is because you can have the smartest factory in the world, and people used to talk about smart factories. If you've got no raw materials to put through the factory,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how smart it is.
Yes.
And if when you try and run that smart factory, it breaks down, it still doesn't matter how smart it is. So we're really, really focused on this kind of holistic design through to operate process. And I think if you look at the market, that's what organizations are also interested in. And that's why I said they really look at how do we digitize our core, because some of the enterprise processes are fundamental to this. And then they start looking at how do we design our products? How do we manufacture? How do we network with our suppliers? How do we network with our logistics providers? So it's a much, much bigger picture. It is truly a digital transformation. And 5G and many, many other technologies have become more realistic and more affordable, so they're no longer the bottleneck. It really is about how do we go on and deliver real business benefits.
We've been speaking with Graham Conlon, who is the head of digital supply chain at SMP Asia Pacific Japan. Graham, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.